Now, we have to thank the psychics, great people, because they have seen the past, which formulates all the patterns of disaster and punishment in the physical realm. So they can warn us, they can tell us. And then at least some of the repentant people who respect God, fear heaven, fear punishment in hell, could have enough time to pray to God Almighty, to the Trinity, most powerful, to all saints and sages, whomever they believe in, to minimize the disasters which affect their town, their village, their country, and their own family and themselves personally. So now many disasters have not come to pass because they sincerely pray to God, to the Divine Trinity, most powerful. And from their sincerity, the inner divine power awakened and connected with the Trinity's most powerful power. Then this connection weaves like a net that saves them.
Dear Supreme Master TV Saints, I wanted to share that I have been keeping an eye on spacewitherlive.com, and I noticed that around the time that we became anxious about the July 5th tsunami that was predicted by Ryo Tatsuki and numerous others, which was addressed by our beloved Ultimate Master, when she said that we could even avoid the tsunami in Japan in the message, "The simple little screw that can save our home planet." The solar flare energy was surprisingly low, mostly B-class, when the time of the event passed, and thus we started to feel that it was not going to happen. The graph rose into C-class and has stayed there. Master has once mentioned that people became more God-fearing and their souls became better around the time of a forecast typhoon, but then afterwards they went back to their original state. Master has warned how to stay safe and to pray for the people of Japan in early July. I wonder if many people who were afraid because of this prophecy prayed sincerely and this improved the atmosphere of the planet a little. Thus meaning that the three most powerful could save us from that terrible disaster. But now that the predicted disaster seems less likely, the prayers have stopped, and I presume that is what has caused the solar flaring to increase again. In Master's conversation with the King of the Sun, she said that the king told her that the prayers do reduce the karma of the planet and thus the amount of damage that must be done to Earth. It seems then that the amount of solar flaring is directly proportional to the God-fearing goodness in the hearts of humans. Of course, we would have been burned up by now if it wasn't for the green shield that Master and the peace people placed around our planet, and it's odd to see on the space weather graphs that things were very quiet under sun around the time that we were expecting a very big disaster and thus praying very hard. May we all pray plentifully, as it would appear that the three most powerful can make good use of it to save us from the most terrible disasters. Margot in the United Kingdom,
etc.
It's like when you're drowning in the river, but somebody puts down their hand or give a stick or something or throws you a life buoy, you know, life-saving device. Then you can grab onto it, grab onto whatever you have been given there, even a hand or a stick or a life-saving device, or even a wheel of a car, then you can grab onto them, any of them, and then you can swim ashore. Of course, you might get wet and cold and frightened, but at least you survive, you live. So the more you pray sincerely, the more humble your repentance, the more compassionate your diet, the more you will be stable and live well. Live long, because the connection with the universal power is all that you need to live well in this world and to be safe hereafter. Because you will be protected and looked after and blessed all the way from now until you go home. You might first go to a village entrance and you will see maybe the village administration office. And then they will welcome you. Then you will know you are in your hometown, in your home village. Then you know that you are saved. These abstract things I cannot prove to you unless you come along with me by the grace of God through the practice of the Guan Yin meditation method. It's not just the initiation, it's not just the meditation. It is the power behind them, the power of the Most High, God Almighty, of the whole universe that backs you up through the Master, through a living Master. The living Master, once you are initiated by him or her, they never leave you until you're completely free from the entanglement of this physical, illusional world. After initiation, you know already that you have a home to return to. And you already know that everything in this world is an illusion. You can die every day and return to life again, like nothing happened. But the more you die every day spiritually inside, the stronger spiritually you become. And nothing will scare you anymore, not even death. Because there's no real death, actually. A virtuous person, if he or she dies, goes straight to heaven, being greeted by relatives or friends, and Lord Jesus or Buddha themselves, God himself, welcoming them home with loving open arms, making their journey from earth some illusionary life to the real splendor of God's children, of Buddhahood. Not everyone practices just any method and becomes a Buddha. You have to practice the right method. Just like not every switch in the house will give you electricity, will turn the electricity on for you. You have to hit the right one, like the master key, the master switch. Then the whole system in the house or in your company will work like at oneness, yes. Of course, if you switch on the wrong switch, sometimes it will even shock you and harm you. Yeah. You must also know where. And when the house is built, the electricians and the responsible surveyor, manager of that building project will show you what kind of switch will give you what electricity in which rooms, which direction, which area of your house or even your garden, and which one you should not touch. Which one you can turn on, then you have only electricity in the kitchen, in the bathroom, or in the living room, or only on the porch. But there is one master switch. If you have it on, then anywhere you want, you can have electricity. And it depends also on the system of the electricity in your house. If you switch on the master switch, then even the whole house, whole garden brightens up immediately with electric bulbs. Yeah. And then you can turn it off, turn it on anywhere at will. Or you can leave it on the whole house and garden and porch all brightened like daylight. At least in your surroundings, all brightened, without the sun to shine on it. Similarly, the Guan Yin method that I have transmitted to you is the most powerful, the fastest, the easiest, and the least effort needed to be made. You know it or yourself now. I'm just saying a little bit now for the non Disciples, yes. Concerning Supreme Master Television, I have to say many things, which you already knew. But these are for the outsiders, because they are in the illusion trap of Maya. I have so much pity and love for them. I want to save all of them. But we have saved a lot already. Not just physically, officially, like the way you came for initiation, but far, far beyond that. Many of you know by now that your ancestors have also been saved. Even your dog, your cat, companions, your friends, yeah, your parents, anyone who's connected with you through the bloodline can be saved. Anyone you love can be saved. Anyone lucky to live with you in your household, even if they don't practice the Kuan Yin meditation method, I will also save them at their time of departure, or sometimes slower, because they have to go to hell first to atone for their sins, which they have not tried to repent for during their physical life. Once you leave the physical life, it's almost impossible to redeem your sins, unless you have some relatives or true friends who pray for you, who share with you their spiritual power through the Master, or the Master will take them down to hell to rescue you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.